Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how to get a copy of Dr. Graham's book, Unseen. But first, here's Dr. Graham with his message, The Battle for Your Mind.
Well, we are in a series of messages called Invisible. There's more to life than what you see. And there truly is. We need to learn how to live above sea level. Just what we see, just what we feel. Beyond our physical senses, there is a world, a real world, a realm of life beyond what is seen, beyond what you would consider perhaps normal or even natural, the supernatural and the spiritual. And as believers in Jesus Christ, we understand that we are engaged in a spiritual battle, that we have a very real enemy, but we also have equipment, the armor of God, and we put on each piece with prayer. And with the armor of God, with the sword of the Spirit in our hands, we can defeat the enemy because Jesus never fails. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. We are super conquerors. He always causes us to live in triumphal possessional because of what Christ has done for us. But if we talk about winning and victory, you, of course, must talk about battles. Satan is a defeated foe. We know that. We've learned that. He has no right or authority in your life as a follower of Christ. But that does not mean that we don't have skirmishes and struggles, because the Bible teaches us that life is a battleground and life can be extremely hard. But the battle is good. The battle is a good thing. It means that we are alive in Christ. It means that we have raised the rancor of the enemy. I like what Bible teacher John MacArthur has said. The greatest joys come in the greatest victories. And the greatest victories come from the greatest battles when they are fought in the power and with the armor of the Lord. Where do we fight this battle? What is this battle? When we talk about battles, primarily, the battle that we face is between the ears. Satan desires to create doubt, confusion, even despair in the pathways of your brain, in your mind, and to control the way you think. We know the Bible tells us, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And it is the brain that becomes the control force of our very lives. Of course, we're to protect the brain. Now, the Bible tells us that Satan desires to take the mind captive, to control our thought lives. This is how he wages war against us. Now, there are ways in which believers and unbelievers relate to Satan. Satan and his demonic forces, and in Ephesians 5, we learn from the principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness there mentioned earlier, that there is not only Satan, but he presides over an evil hierarchy of demonic and powerful forces, demonic beings, minions from hell, the hordes of hell. He can possess our thought life, not only himself, but through demon powers and demon spirits. Jesus often dealt with demon powers and demon spirits in the Bible. Now, how can Satan affect us? One way is by demonic or satanic oppression, in which he comes against us with assaults of various kinds and oppresses the mind. And then another way is satanic possession. Now, a believer cannot be possessed by the devil, but an unbeliever can be so controlled by Satan that he no longer does his own will, but rather does the will completely and totally of Satan himself. There is another way in which Satan attacks us, and that is with satanic or demonic occupation. Oppression, possession, and occupation. And that center one there, that's what we're going to focus on today. When Satan can actually begin controlling the way even a believer thinks, that we become slaves to our own sins, that there are mental fortresses set up in our lives that must be overcome in order for us to live the Christian life in power and in victory. Spiritual forces can occupy our minds. creating doubt and confusion. And since the Garden of Eden, when he tempted and tested the mind of Eve and Adam, as he deceived their minds, Satan and his demon forces have been polishing their tools and their weapons. They know how to use them very, very well. And the deciding factor between victory and defeat in your life indeed takes place between your ears. So what do we need to know? First, I want to talk to you about the prerequisite of salvation. If you are going to win this battle for your mind, you need to understand the prerequisite of salvation. I'm simply saying, put on the helmet of salvation. This is obviously talking about salvation from sin, because it is impossible for you to overcome the enemy in your life if you are caught in the grasp of Satan himself, if you are held helpless in his arms. And therefore, you need to be delivered from sin. And Paul is making it clear here that the helmet of salvation is something we need to take, that we need to put on. We're told that at times the Roman soldiers would actually receive their helmets from the commander-in-chief. Before a battle, they would take the helmet from the commander and put it on. And so in a salvation way, essentially, we put on the helmet of salvation when we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior. But that's not the end. Remember, this is the armor of God. And we are to be putting on this armor, appropriating all of these truths, the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness and the shoes of the gospel of peace and the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation. All of these pieces are to be put on, appropriated, not because we haven't received salvation already, but because we have received it, we must now apply it and take it up and put it on a daily basis. Salvation could be translated in Ephesians 5:17 as deliverance. That we are delivered from all of the oppression of the enemy. We are delivered. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Don't listen to the lies of the world, which will tell you you are stuck in a certain lifestyle, or you were born in a certain way, or you're genetically programmed and you cannot change. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus Christ can deliver you from every sin, no matter what it is. And no matter how long you've been living in this sin and how long Satan has occupied your mind or even possessed your soul, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You begin by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and then day by day you are delivered from the works of the enemy. Jesus taught us to pray, deliver us from the evil one. He said, I've come to set the captive free. So start there. But then there's the problem of strongholds. What about those obsessions and occupations of the mind that seemingly don't go away? Turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but they have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion, that King James says, every imagination. This has to do with the mind. And every opinion raised against the knowledge of God. And watch this, take every thought captive to obey Christ. What is a stronghold? How can Satan get a foothold, which ultimately becomes a stronghold in our lives? This pattern of thinking develops. It can take the form of obsessions. Why can't I stop thinking this way? Why does my mind always take me there? You have something in your head that you can't put away. It's an obsession. Sinful habits can be a stronghold. Our sin becomes like a slavery, like strongholds in our lives. The word stronghold could also, maybe you just write in the margin of your Bible there, a mental fortress. It can be a fixation, phobias, fears, anxieties of all kinds. compulsions, to do things that you don't want to do. A stronghold can be in the realm of the emotions, like bitterness. Bitterness is a very strong bondage in people's lives. Anger turned inside out. Uncontrollable lust can be a bondage, a stronghold. We're not talking here about passing thoughts or ordinary common temptations, temptations that are common to all of us, but controlling, captivating ideas and imaginations that do not come from God, but rather their lofty opinions raised against the knowledge of God, arguments and imaginations and ideas that oppose God. And it's possible that a person can so listen to the lies of Satan that you become confused and chaos is the result. Drugs and alcohol, these can be satanic bondages, strongholds, pornography, sexual sins, sensual ideas that control the mind. And yet today so many are addicted to pornography and sexual sins of all kinds. Strongholds are built when we yield to sin, especially the sins of the flesh, especially the sins that captivate the mind and then the body. That's why Paul said in Romans 6, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions." But your thought life can turn to satanic strongholds, bondages. Another way of describing these, idols that we set up in our hearts. Common strongholds can also be pride and ego and self-righteousness and arrogance, violence, contentiousness, stubbornness, doubt, unbelief, addictions, compulsions, homosexuality, lesbianism, strongholds, captivated and controlled by the power of the enemy. How do we tear down these fortresses that are built in our mind? How do we deconstruct these passages, these dirt roads that are built in our minds? How do we win?
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, The Battle for Your Mind. As thanks for your donation today, we'll send you a copy of Pastor Graham's powerful book, Unseen. Discover the truth about good and evil, heaven and hell, and angels and demons. Call today and request your copy when you give to help share the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, The Battle for Your Mind.
How do we tear down these fortresses that are built in our mind? How do we deconstruct these passages, these dirt roads that are built in our minds? How do we win? 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds." Our weapons are not carnal. They're not fleshly. They're not human weapons. I want you to listen very carefully to what I say. I believe in Christian therapy. I believe in Christian counseling. I believe in programs, if they're Christ-centered especially, that help people through their addictions. I believe in medications under certain terms when doctors prescribe medicine to help people with mental issues. I believe in all of that, but let me tell you something. You can't overcome the power of the devil by education, just knowing more. World tells you that. Go to your bookstore in the mall and look under self-help. The world has a lot to say about helping yourself and overcoming your addictions and living a better life and living a greater life, but it's not education, it's not more knowledge that we need, nor is it medication. We need something stronger. We need something better. Positive thinking won't destroy the works of the devil in your life. Positive thinking has its place. Positive thinking beats negative thinking every single time. But just smiling and hoping that it goes away and thinking positively will not root out the works of the enemy in your life. And that brings us, therefore, to the principle of sanctification, the principle of surrender. It's really the lordship of Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you." The word sanctify means to be made more like Christ, to be made pure, to be made holy. Sanctify you completely. And he mentions your whole body, or your whole spirit, your soul, and your body. That's the whole you. The body is your physical life. The soul is the psyche, the emotional life, the emotions, the will, the intellect. And the spirit is your spiritual life, how you relate to God. So you have a body, you have a soul, you have a spirit. You are a body, you are a soul, you are a spirit, I should say. You are a new creation in Christ, and Jesus wants to reproduce his righteousness by his spirit in every area of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Satan's strongholds are destroyed. Mental fortresses are torn down when we, first of all, repent of all known sin in our lives. It's an important biblical instruction you need to know. Repent. Identify the strongholds in your life. And having identified them, turn from sin and turn to Christ. If your stronghold is lying, if it's guilt, if it's anger, if it's bitterness, if it's lustful behavior, repent of it. I promise you the Lord Jesus Christ will forgive you of any and all your sin, past, present, and future. Repent of all known sin. Allow the Holy Spirit to show you, allow the Word of God to pierce your heart, to show you every evil imagination, every evil idea, every thought that is not of God. And as soon as the Holy Spirit, the divine physicians, diagnoses it, you repent of it, turn from it. And you will discover that therefore there is now no condemnation to those who are in Jesus Christ. And the next time the devil reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future. Because when I read my Bible, he's destined for the pit forever and ever. And there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But what about those strongholds? What about those past sins in your life that the effect and the behavior and the temptation is still strong? We all have besetting sins. We all have vulnerabilities. We all have certain weaknesses in our lives that must be overcome by putting on the armor of God. And what I'm going to say, having repented of your sin, renew your mind. Now, there are those who teach regarding demons and getting rid of Satan and the devil in your life that what you need is a big-time deliverance. You know, get you down here, lay hands on you. And I don't want to minimize. I'm not making fun of anyone or anything. But so often, the emphasis is on have some kind of a deliverance service, demand and command the enemy and the demons to come out, and zappo, wappo, you're done. But the Bible teaches more than a deliverance model. It teaches a discipleship model. Most people are not instantaneously, miraculously delivered from all the past bondages and strongholds and ways of thinking in their life. For example, if you're under the bondage of alcohol, God himself could just take away every desire or taste for alcohol. I've had people say, the Lord did that for me. But I've also talked to some people who have dealt with addictions. Let's just keep on the alcohol issue. Who have dealt with addictions who said, you know, if I smell it, I still have a desire for it. There's still a behavior pattern. It's dug deep in. So whatever your stronghold is, you have to deconstruct the past by the Word of God. You have to overcome what took place in yesteryear by rebuilding and renewing your mind. Amen? That's why the Scripture says, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The way you renew your mind, the way your mind is transformed, is by the teaching and the training that takes place when we open the Word and the Word begins to cleanse us, The Word begins to sanctify us. The Word begins to develop new patterns and ways of thinking in our lives. And I'm saying sometimes that takes some time. It may take others to encourage you, to help you along. I'm saying that Jesus does it all. But that doesn't mean he does not use means, that his primary means is the Word of God and taking our thoughts captive. God has so made us that we can only think one thought at a time. If I'm thinking the right things, I can't be thinking the wrong things. And what we need to learn how to do is to replace the way we think, not of thoughts of evil, but of thoughts of God. Whatsoever things are true and honorable and good report, think on these things. That's the renewal of the mind. We must rebuild godly fortresses of truth and habits of holiness and purity. We must learn to love God more than our sins. When is the last time you said a good, healthy, wholesome no in the power of God to the enemies and all of his temptations? Because I assure you, every time you win, every time you say no, every time you defeat the enemy, every time you draw the sword of the Spirit and run the enemy through, you're building a strong spiritual tower of faith in your life. And the last thing is to resist Satan in the name of Jesus. Remember, Satan has no right or authority in your house. James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. When we resist, he runs. And if you, in Jesus' name, will submit to the Word of God in obedience to him and his word and to his will, you stand and resist, to trust in the power of God, to wait patiently on the Lord in his timing, to heal our thoughts, to heal our emotions, to heal our brokenness, to tear down the strongholds. And when we do that, when we resist the devil, he will flee from us. When you do this in Jesus' name, giving Jesus his rightful place of authority and control of your mind and therefore ultimately your behaviors, the footsteps that you hear fleeing behind you won't be yours, but the devil himself running in the presence of a powerful believer who is more than conqueror through the Lord Jesus Christ. Resist Satan in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, with the word of God, with the testimony of our faith. Connect yourself, engage fully in the church. The Bible says, for if they fall, Ephesians 4:10, for if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. This is why we need each other. Because if you're isolated, you're a sitting duck for Satan. You want to be in the family of faith. You want to be in the family of God. One shall chase 1,000, but two shall chase 10,000. Your strength in being together. So engage fully in the church of Christ and live in the victory that is ours in Christ. You are more than a conqueror. Put on the helmet of salvation. Protect the way you think, and therefore the way you live. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and live in the power of Jesus' name.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, The Battle for Your Mind. Some days may feel like a battle. Well, that's because there are actual battles going on around you, literally being fought by the armies of heaven and hell. Dr. Jack Graham looks at these encounters and helps you discover the truth about angels and demons in his powerful book, Unseen. Through compelling stories and practical guidance, Pastor Graham opens scripture and challenges popular opinions about the spiritual world. We'll send you a copy of this resource as thanks for your donation today. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
We have a very real enemy, and we are fighting an invisible war, and therefore we desperately need the Lord Jesus Christ to give us strength for every spiritual battle. Remember this, the battle is the Lord's. I'm talking to some of you today who find yourself so vulnerable and so beaten down by the enemy. That may be because you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you today. I want to invite you today to know Jesus as the Lord of your life. Only when Jesus is Lord can he overthrow the power and the works of the enemy in your life, whether these are sinful habits or addictions or problems that you can't overcome. God will give you life in Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. He will enable you to overcome temptation and defeat the enemy, but you must first know him by repenting of your sin. That means to turn from your sin. The Bible says, unless you repent, you will perish. So to repent is to say, Lord, I am broken by my sin. I turn from my sin. And then to trust in you, O Lord, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and to be saved. When we're saved, we're not only saved out of hell and for heaven, but we're saved in this life to live a life of victory in Christ. So invite Christ into your life, and he will come to live in you by his Spirit. His Holy Spirit will enable you to defeat the works of the enemy in your life. If you are praying to receive Christ today, please let me know about that. Contact me at jackgraham.org. We want to pray for you. We want to encourage you in your newfound faith. We have resources and materials we will send you. But by all means, let us know and let your family know and your friends know and go forward in your church or express your faith in your church that Christ has saved you and that you are a brand new person. Hey, please join me on Twitter and Facebook. You can go to jackgraham.org. That's our website, and find information how you can connect with us and be a part of an ongoing conversation every day. We also want to give you materials and resources to help you in your daily life, and you can go to our website and there stream messages and Bible studies that we've done through the years, and they are absolutely free. We also invite you to request prayer. I promise you, we will pray for you. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.
Today, if you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we'd love to hear from you. Please call us at 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. And remember, PowerPoint is a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. On the next PowerPoint, Dr. Graham brings a message about the best weapon you have in spiritual warfare. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.